Hey everybody, welcome back to Explain Like I'm 5, the podcast where we take the questions you always wanted to ask and talk about them in a way that's easy to understand. We are your hosts. I'm Tim.
And I'm Kevin.
So Kevin, today's topic is olive oil. And I've always wondered, what's the difference between extra virgin, virgin, and just regular refined olive oil? Could you start with that?
Sure. So virgin here refers to actually how many times the olive mash has been processed to extract the oil. And extra virgin olive oil can be skinned basically right off the top immediately after the olives are mashed. It's essentially the highest quality and also the most expensive olive oil classification. It's also made without any heat or chemicals and has basically no defects or alterations in its flavor. Some lesser qualities of oil are produced by, well, heating that kind of mash and performing maybe other chemical processes to extract the remainder of it.
So perhaps we should explain, like I'm five, how olive oil is actually extracted.
Sure. It's extracted from olives, of course, through a process called pressing. And these olives are basically crushed into a paste. And then the oil is separated from the paste. And this method used can also affect the quality and the flavor of the oil. Cold pressing, for example, is a method where the oil is extracted without using any heat, which also helps preserve the oil's natural flavors and nutrients.
So we talked about grades at the start, but what actually determines the quality of an olive oil?
So the quality of olive oil is determined by several factors, including the type of olives used, of course, the climate and soil where the olives were grown, the method of extraction, and also the storage and handling of the oil. The best quality olive oils are typically made from high-quality olives grown in optimal conditions and extracted using very traditional methods.
And you've got darker colored olive oils and lighter ones. Isn't it the dark olive oils that are generally considered a better quality?
So that is a common belief, yeah. Dark colored olive oils are often considered superior quality because the color can indicate maybe a high level of antioxidants, which are beneficial for health. But color isn't the only indicator of quality. So you could also definitely get lighter colored olive oil that is still very high quality.
And the olive oil bottles themselves are often dark colored.
Oh yeah, yeah. Olive oil bottles are usually dark colored to, well, protect the oil from light, which can degrade the oil and affects its flavor. The dark color is essentially there to help keep the oil fresh for longer.
Now, when olive oil is used for cooking, some people say you can't use olive oil for cooking at too high a heat. Is this true?
Now, that's a common misconception that you can't use olive oil for cooking because it has a low smoke point. In fact, extra virgin olive oil has a smoke point that is high enough for a lot of types of cooking.
Now, let's circle back to the health benefits of olive oils because it's one of the things people talk about. What are the proven health benefits of consuming olive oil?
Oh yes, the proven health benefits. So starting with olive oil, it's simply rich in monounsaturated fats, which are the heart-healthy fats. It's also packed with antioxidants, which can help fight things like inflammation and protect your cells from damage. Some studies have also linked olive oil consumption to a lower risk of heart disease and also certain types of cancer. Compared to just other cooking oils, olive oil is low in saturated fat, which is the type of fat that can raise your cholesterol and also increase your risk of heart disease. Other healthy cooking oils like avocado oil and canola oil also have some of these beneficial properties, but they don't quite have the same rich flavor and versatility as olive oil, which is why it's so popular.
I see. And to end with, there is such a thing called olive oil fraud. What is olive oil fraud and how prevalent is it?
Oh man, olive oil fraud has gone on for thousands of years, you know? It's basically the mislabeling of the type of olive oil and also mixing olive oil with maybe cheaper oils. Now, it's difficult to say exactly how prevalent it is, but some estimates suggest that something like up to 70% of olive oils on the market are actually not what they claim to be.
Oh, wow.
The money involved can be quite huge too, you know? One headline sensationally try to claim that organized crime's profit margin on adulterated olive oil is like 3 times that of cocaine.
Oh, wow. Did you learn something new? If you did, send us an email. We are at eli5thepodcast@gmail.com. We love hearing from you, especially when you've got comments and suggestions for us. And if you are a regular listener of this podcast, please do take the time to leave us a rating on Apple iTunes, because it does help other people to discover this podcast, and we really appreciate that. As always, thanks to the community at r/explainlikeim5, and we will see you all next week.